Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Basketball teams are entering the final month of the regular season, and they're gearing up for the playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of all the action with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free bets if the basketball team of your choosing hits a three. That's code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only to bet. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Without human intervention.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
They domesticate themselves. What does that mean?
Mice are able to tame themselves.
They're not like the dumpster rats that make you pay a toll when you go to throw your trash away.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
I mean, because they all like to hang around there with their baseball bats and their leather jackets at night.
Hey, you want to throw your trash bag in this dumpster? You're going to have to pay for it, buddy. 50 cents. That's 50 cents for you.
Sorry, Mr. Rat. I just wanted to get rid of my garbage.
50 cents, big boy. Where rats run this dumpster.
On 1340 WKGN.
Can I ask you why the rats are charging 50 cents?
Well, they need the coins, too. They got to pay for other things. They got to buy booze and hookers.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances.
Kicking off live at Hops and Hollers, brought to you by Inward Half Golf. Hour two headlines. What do you got for us, Draven?
We have another famous person, another legend passing away as well.
Oh, no.
Today, John. Yeah, a little bit of a sad day. We had Prince Philip, the husband of Queen Elizabeth, passing away at the age of 99. Wow.
I feel like he's been passed away. They just can't sell it any longer.
The pictures you see of him recently. Like,
yeah, I just think they couldn't sell it any longer.
Right.
Like, we'll call it.
Yeah. But, yep, age of 99. Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Honestly, that, yeah. How old is Queen Elizabeth now? She's what, 90, I believe? 92, 93?
No, she's older than that, ain't she?
Is she?
Maybe not. I thought she was.
She's 94.
Don't you and Cody have a bet on when she's going to croak?
That is true. It is true.
When's that date? Is it
halfway through 2022. Okay. I got to say, I feel like I'm the leader in the clubhouse right now.
Okay. Did you take her making it?
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
I got her done.
Okay.
And after Baylor won the national championship, I'm officially 0-1 on our 2021 board bets.
Okay.
I had the group five.
Group five, yeah.
Thanks a lot for nothing, Gonzaga.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate you.
At least I got to the championship. With
at least you got to the championship. Yeah, that makes me feel better.
I don't know. If this guy made it to 99, women live longer than men. I feel like
that's a good point.
Unless this is like breaks her spirit.
Between this and Harry and Meghan going on TV and putting her down.
Oh, yeah, that could do it, actually.
I'm just going to say I feel good about my chances.
Okay.
During the coronavirus, I thought, okay, this is a lock, but it wasn't. But this heartbreak, who knows?
It's always funny to me when people, like, reply to, like, tweets of her, and they're just like, yeah, she won't make it past, and they'll put, like, a specific date and time. And people are like, whoa, man, like, chill out
a little bit.
Like, you're going to get on the watch list. That stuff always cracks me up. But, okay, we're looking forward to that, I guess, halfway through 2022.
There you go. We'll see what happens. What about this story, guys? Thank you for Hayden for sending this one in. University of Kentucky apparently mistakenly sent acceptance emails to 500,000 high school seniors.
Oh, no.
For a program that usually accepts about three dozen students a year. Yeah, and apparently the school followed up with another email less than 24 hours later, apologizing and citing a technical issue. So could you imagine getting accepted at Kentucky and then getting another email that says, hey, sorry, just kidding.
Well, I can imagine getting accepted at Kentucky because it's not a hard school to get into.
There you go.
But yeah, a very specific program. Yeah, especially if you were actually like trying to get into it and then you ended up like getting turned down. That would be brutal.
500,000
students.
Yeah,
that's a lot of people.
Like how
there's no way that many
happen?
People actually applied to Kentucky, is there?
No.
No way.
Some people had to be getting emails like, what's going on here, right?
I mean, you don't think so? How would they have their email?
I guess that's true.
Maybe just
they had
like
to have some sort of contact with them.
maybe just like, you know, when you're exploring your college options, you sign something up, sign up somewhere. I don't know, but
somewhere.
That's a lot of people, isn't it? Like, how many? Like, colleges don't have that much of an enrollment. Nowhere close to that. Like,
I guess.
So I don't know. I feel
I don't know how many people would be wanting to go to Kentucky. But,
there's no way 500,000 people. How
mad? Honestly, how mad would you be though, thinking you got accepted and then just slap in the face?
If that was your dream, technical like, program,
they cite a technical issue. That was the problem.
I would say, how do you know I was a technical issue and it was another person? That's what I would be trying to ask them.
Also, like, I just don't understand how this happens. I don't understand how you accidentally send this many emails. But either way, that's what's going on at Kentucky.
I think you should have to battle people for like limited spots and programs like that. Because if you're qualified enough to get into the school, you're all basically the same anyways. You should do some sort of competition to actually get those limited spots. We should make stuff more competitive.
Okay.
We should make stuff like, I don't know. You don't have to like battle to the death
Let's put some people on the clock. Hey, you want to come here to this welding school? We have a limited number of people. Come here and welding showdown.
Yeah, like
how quickly can you weld?
Yeah, something or fight with crowbars, something like that. Yeah,
we got Joker with the pool stick. We got room for it.
There you go.
We have aggressive at Spanx.
Want to talk a little NFL with you guys as well. So the NFL expected to pass that jersey rule restrictions. Got expected to pass the rule where you can pretty much. Receivers can wear, you know, single-digit numbers, all that. That's expected to go through soon. I did see some players said they're going to kind of stick with their number either way. Tyrann Mathieu, Honey Badger, said he's going to stick with his numbers. Stephon Diggs as well.
If it's your brand, you got to, I feel like, most of the time stick with it.
And like I said,
most
you know,
established guy
like me
gonna be
just
like
bought
that.
A jersey. Kind of annoying that you would have – that jersey would
oh
be –
Oh, my God. Are you still crying about this jersey?
I would be a little bit upset, yes, if he switched his number.
You're still crying about this?
Anyways,
it's an 88 Cowboys jersey.
I think a lot of people would be upset.
First, second year guys are going to be the ones that are kind of like changing their number up because they're still a little flexible. But I feel like the established guys are going to be like, this is my brand now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of stick with it.
And we've seen a few athletes already kind of say that, mostly saying they want to stick with their brand.
Yeah. I heard a rumor that the two-helmet rule the one-helmet rule may be gone. The Falcons were saying that the red helmets are coming back.
Yep.
Oh, really? You're talking about the color, different colors?
Yeah, there's a one-helmet rule right now in the NFL.
I know Titans fans are getting excited.
And
the potential for the Oilers throwbacks because, if you get a different helmet, you can do that.
I don't know why the NFL doesn't try to adopt this.
I mean, I think
honestly.
It's changing because, like the Falcons, like actually said that it's coming back.
Yeah. Well, that'll be cool. That'll be something to look forward to. Some other NFL news. I got to get to this. Juju Smith-Schuster, did you guys see what he said about the Chiefs trying to recruit him? Basically, Andy Reid sending pictures of the Lombardi Trophy to him, apparently, trying to get Juju to join the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know.
And Juju didn't like that?
I guess not. Apparently, he said, I'm going to stick with my 40-year-old quarterback Big Ben and try to ride this out, I guess. Are you guys a little bit surprised? I mean, somebody sent me pictures of the Lombardi Trophy trying to recruit me. I feel like that's the ultimate pull, right?
Nah, I would take it the other way. I would take it like, man, I want to win one of those here. I want to earn one here. I don't want to come.
Yeah, it's
get...
like almost like bragging a little bit.
I don't want to go. I don't want to go somewhere where you already got those.
Really?
Which I mean, I know Pittsburgh has them too, but not this like era of Steelers.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're right. They do have, the most in the NFL. I mean, right there with the Patriots. So, could kind of make that argument there.
They haven't gotten one since, 2009?
What do you think about the selling tactic, though, by Andy Reid?
Andy Reid heard about the stories about Pat Riley.
No, oh, yeah.
They said that's how Pat Riley recruits people. He just brings his championship rings and dumps them out.
Uh-huh.
Lets people touch them, let people fill them. He did it for LeBron. He did it for Chris Bosh. I know what it takes to win some. Come here, boys. Mm-hmm. And they did.
That's what Andy was trying.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Hayden says Tennessee accepts less than 10,000 freshmen a year and has a 77% acceptance rate. So that's like 13,000 people. So 500,000.
We only turned down 3/4 of people?
Apparently, yeah. This is a
really
easy
school to get into, of people?
Actually. Like, it's not a crazy hard school to get into. I don't know.
Still a nice
project. Especially if you're like out of state. Yeah. Out of state, it's relatively
easy. It should only take out of state, guys. More money.
Yeah, exactly. Hmm. Unless you finesse them, get the academic common market.
Right.
That's the play.
There you go.
Or just not go to college, the trade school or something. That's a real play. But
either way, want to get to LeVar Arrington's comments. Bill Belichick, we've talked about, you know, Belichick. It's a, mm-hmm. it's a big year for the Patriots, especially with these moves in the offseason they made in free agency and everything. And LeVar Arrington kind of thinks that Belichick is going to be on a little bit of a hot seat going into this season, which Ooh. Is surprising. He said that seat's warm for Bill. He has to have a good season this year. Cam, yep. would you agree with that? Is Bill Belichick on a little bit of a hot seat this year? I mean, we know Bill Belichick, one of the greatest coaches of all time. I mean, it'd be surprising to say this, but that's what LeVar Arrington was kind of thinking.
It wouldn't blow my mind, but I don't think this year is going to be the year. I think it kind of depends. Like, if you end up drafting, like, trading up and drafting a quarterback or something like that, and you come out here with Cam Newton and he struggles, and you wait too long to make a change, or you end up changing and the rookie looks terrible.
Yep.
Yeah, I could see some issues kind of there because you're going to be like, okay, we need to rebuild mm-hmm. and kind of blow everything up. And I don't know if they'd want Belichick to be the guy in a rebuild necessarily.
That's a good point because he's never had to do it before. Right? Yeah, he's exactly. always been able to just kind of.
I don't know how much he would like that either.
Right.
So it may be almost a mutual parting of ways. But if you come out with, Cam Newton and you saw enough, maybe make playoffs or you draft a rookie mm-hmm. and he gets in a little bit and looks solid and you don't want to break up that, you know, that partnership. I think he has a little more wiggle room. But yeah, if they just have a terrible year and it looks like they're gonna have to go to straight rebuilding, I could see Belichick being I think it'd be more mutual than anything.
Yeah.
But
I do think it's an interesting point. Like you said, I mean, Belichick's never had to rebuild before. Could be.
Yeah, I don't think
a little
he'd
bit
want
of a hot seat, especially with the money they've spent.
I don't know if they'd want to keep him around for that.
If I'm Robert Kraft, I don't like Bill Belichick right now.
Well, they've always kind of never seen eye to eye with the right. whole Brady and Garoppolo mm-hmm. thing. I mean, Belichick wanted to keep Garoppolo that and, is a, you know, kind of part too, ways yeah. with Brady. Kraft wanted to keep Brady. Yep. So there's always been kind of maybe not seeing eye to eye there. So.
Yeah,
be interesting to see how
that relationship
goes.
Could also make him a little right. hotter seat than normal.
Big year for the Patriots this year. And got to get to some Masters talk. Probably one of the more crazier things to happen at the Masters was Rory at number 7 hitting that ball out to the left, and or I guess it was kind of out to the right, and actually hit his dad, Rory's dad. Like, what are the odds of this happening? Of him actually hitting a shot that nicked his dad. It looked like it just popped him in the leg a little bit. Of course, his dad was fine, which Rory
some say the dad took one for the team.
He bounced it with the right
jumped in the way to make sure it stayed in the same play.
Wow.
So the dad could have gotten out of the way, but the ball would have kept rolling and rolling and rolling instead.
Well,
Rory's dad.
Rory needs it at this point. What was he sitting at?
A tough Irishman. A tough Irishman said, "Hey, I got you, son." Rory finished what, 4 over yesterday?
He was not great. Yeah,
he was not doing well.
Yeah.
Did you see? Speaking of Masters, did you see the thing where a guy got a shot penalty for
two shot penalty?
Yeah, a 2-shot penalty for, you know, you're supposed to hit your ball first. So like if you're in the he was in a sand trap. If you hit the sand first, you know it's supposed to be a violation.
Yeah.
But they got him on hitting the sand on his backswing, and when you try to watch the video. I saw where it was, but it's so barely noticeable. But it's like, one, you know, they called it after the fact. Mm-hmm. So somebody either called it in and reported it, or somebody was looking at cameras and decided, like, it was so minuscule, though. Like, it's absurd to me that they gave that guy a penalty for that. Well, it was nothing.
They're pretty strict on that stuff, though.
I know,
they? Like, they don't play around with that.
To the eye, and yeah. that is...
He's now right on. It was Abraham Answer it happened to. He is now right on the cut line at 3 over.
Yeah.
That's
so it could
that's
be a big
more,
difference for him in yeah. terms of making some money and getting to play into the weekend.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy.
All right, go back to headlines. We'll come back. We'll give you a Masters leaderboard update. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Hey, folks. Jamie here at Alban Franklin.
All right, let's go to the leaderboard. Let's get a Masters update brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. You can get in on golf action all weekend. Cameron, go there and find out who the current favorite is. I saw Justin Rose was favored at the beginning of the day. Obviously, that's not going to be the case anymore.
No longer Justin Rose. He's the second.
Spieth the favorite right now?
Spieth is the favorite right now.
Wow.
Spieth bounced back from a triple bogey on 9 yesterday that I thought was going to sink him. He bounced back. Got a little bit of a, I want to call it a lucky break, but if he had not holed that chip, I believe on 15, it was headed for the slope and maybe headed for the water, but he sunk it. That was a big, big swing. Could have been a 2-3-4 shot swing. Justin Spieth, doing well. You can get your golf action all weekend on FanDuel Sportsbook. Draven, leaderboard update, please.
All righty. We've got Bryn Weisberger sitting at the top, tied with Mark Leishman and Justin Rose and Brian Harman, all sitting at 4-under for the day.
Weisberger at plus
4,100.
Hey.
Are you sure? I see Leishman, Rose. Leishman and Rose now are 5-under.
Okay, maybe it's not.
What a terrible leaderboard update, Draven. Damn it, did you not hit refresh?
I didn't. Under. Either way.
ESPN.com says 5-under right now.
Okay, I'm on the PGA Tour.
Big.
Leaderboard. Also, the PGA behind ESPN.
Well, maybe. How many holes does it say they're through?
Says Rose is through 12.
Yeah, okay, so he's through 13 on here, okay. So this is more up to date. Big Tony Finau. Finau the Phenom. 5-under today through on his front 9. He has stormed all the way to 3-under, only 2 shots off the lead.
He's the third best odds.
Third best odds for Finau?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's one of those guys that can get hot. Jordan Spieth, 1-under through the day, 2-under on the tournament. He's not far off the lead. Neither is Hideki Matsuyama. At 3-under. Hayden's probably going to try to cancel me for saying Matsuyama that way.
My boy Patrick Reed's up to fourth best odds.
Patrick Reed currently, he hasn't teed off yet.
I know, but he's climbing up. Yep. I'm cool with it. I'll take it for now.
Well, everyone's odds are probably better today than they were yesterday since Rose kind of came back to earth.
Yeah.
John, where's your boy King Bryson?
He's just on the cut line right now.
Okay.
Why do all the hate? Who's your favorite golfer? Draven? Who is it? Because everyone always comes at me whenever Bryson plays poorly. And it's sad because usually it's guys who love Spieth or love Tiger or love Brooks Koepka. And they're just mad that their guys can't win anymore. So they have to put down my guy, King Bryson. It's sad. So who's your favorite golfer?
Actually, I'm starting to like Jordan Spieth after he was talking about the Cowboys, being a Cowboys fan.
I'm really surprised you're not a Justin Rose fan today. Really surprised you're not a Justin Rose fan.
3-over on the day. Yeah. I had to kind of step back away from that.
More of a Tony Finau guy today.
Right, yeah.
Mm. Everyone always comes at King Bryson when he doesn't play well.
Well, what do you expect, John? What do you expect when you have a cocky guy like that out here? And then what is he? What'd you say, 4-over, 5-over yesterday?
He's only 3-over now. He's inside the cut line. He's 1-under on the day. You know what they say, Draven. Heavy is the head that wears the crown, and King Bryson has to deal with it.
Well, maybe he should take the crown off because he doesn't deserve it anymore.
Well, I will say he made a big mistake talking about how par was 67.
Exactly.
He shouldn't have never said that. That's going to plague him every time he struggles at the Masters, him talking about how basically he should start the tournament at 5-under.
And I'm just tired of the whole, like, him out there hitting balls as fast as he could, hitting 100 balls in 10 minutes, and everybody out there watching and making a big deal about it. It's like, that's not cool. That doesn't make him any better at golf.
Looked pretty cool to me. Obviously, he's good at golf. What are you talking about?
I'm not saying he's bad, but we're acting like, oh, man, look at this guy. He's so flashy. He's so good.
Everything he's done has made him better at golf. Him going back and get extra meaty made him better at golf. So, obviously, his workouts are working, okay? Must I remind you, he currently has the best performance of the last 2 seasons, okay? No one was checking in with me whenever he won the U.S. Open going away 6 strokes, the only guy under par. No one was bringing that up, were they? No one was making fun of Bryson then. I've just had to deal with it over the last year, Dre. At first it was, he'll never finish top 10 in a major. He's a choke artist. Boom. He finished like 2nd or 3rd at the PGA Championship. Then boom, dominated the U.S. Open. Then it was, well, now he's not better than Brooks Koepka. Dominates Brooks. Now it's, we'll get him at the Masters. Just, he's struggling. Give him a break.
Struggled last year.
Quit moving the goalpost.
Well. Struggled in November as well.
He never should have said the thing about par. He's in his own head. He's in his own head. Only 8 shots off the lead.
Okay.
It's only what, 4 eagles? He can get it back.
Oh, that's case.
That's easy, right?
Yeah. Any other brain busters? Excuse me. Any other brain busters? Any other questions? Water went down the wrong hole.
You good?
I'm dying out here. No, I'm not okay. My allergies are killing me. I'm sweating. I can't breathe.
Nature is whooping.
It's like he's choking up just like Bronson. It's crazy. Wow. Choking up. Choking.
Oh, God. Speed wins one tournament in 4 years, and all of his fanboys are just out with their chest puffed out. Look at him.
Yeah, I did have boys out of state like, bet on Speed for me. Bet on Speed for me.
I mean, he's sitting pretty right now, I'd say, huh?
I mean, he's fine. He's three shots off the lead. That's fine. Like I said, I give him credit. I will say that Jordan Spieth yesterday not imploding after the triple bogey on 9, I'll give him credit.
Yeah.
I feel like, last year he would have completely self-combusted. But he came back. He got hot.
Gross.
Ended up under par on the day. I'll give him his credit. It's fine.
Speaking of Brooks, how's he looking with that knee?
You know, I haven't seen Brooks. Let's see, Justin Thomas, 1-under, Morikawa, 1-under, good for those guys. They're both having a good day.
Looks like Brooks is 2-over.
Brooks is 2-over?
Yeah.
Not terrible.
Okay.
He hasn't...
Him and DJ?
Yeah.
All right, we'll see where the cut line ends up. Right now it's at, what, 3-over is the cut? As long as you're 3-over or better, you're in.
Sounds doable.
That might change, though, as the day goes on. Did you watch much of it yesterday? I'll be honest, I didn't watch much Masters yesterday.
Yeah, had to work yesterday.
I watched a little bit because I was at work watching.
First day, I feel like it's not as important. Getting to the weekend, that's when I'll start watching more.
Yeah, we'll see who makes a charge on Friday, and then Saturday is whenever. That's what they call in the biz moving day, Draven.
Oh.
Just make it to the weekend. That's when you try to go low. That's where you try to go low. You can come watch the Masters. The afternoon coverage with us at Hops and Hollers, courtesy of Inward Half. $1 off every pint going to the greater tees of Knoxville. You can keep an eye on the odds over on FanDuel Sportsbook. Coming up next, talk about a big baseball series as Tennessee and Florida get set to do action. You can get action on baseball, Major League Baseball, all weekend over on FanDuel Sportsbook. Mill users get a risk-free initial bet up to $1,000 back if you lose. If you win, you keep the money. If you lose, it's okay. You can get a redo. They'll give you up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit. A redo, a.k.a. a mulligan, if you will, to tie it back into our golf conversation. That's for new users. Current users, you can get up to $25 back per day. Per day on your same game parlay, as long as it only falls one leg short. You can bet on all the baseball action, find your game, take the over, the under, find a money line, find some player props you like, put them in a pot, throw them all together, boom, same game parlay. That's just one of the reasons. FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all the action. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up for promo code TALKSPORTS. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only for risk-free bet. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Do you have a gambling problem? Well, if you do, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. We going to make... At least I hope so. Pop me another allergy pill. So
y'all may not.
Pop me another allergy pill every commercial break after running there and blowing my nose. Oh my God, I'm dying. This is why I left the farm, boys.
Mm. You and nature don't get along.
Me and nature do not get along. It's ironic, really. Could have been the best cattle farmer in all of the Southeast.
History.
Just couldn't be outside, Draven. Just couldn't be outside.
Things we love most are always our downfall, you know?
Same thing, it makes you laugh, makes you cry.
Yep. Mm.
I don't know what it is about today that's killing me. But I'm struggling.
The pollen's back after that rain washed away a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Come back stronger than ever.
The trees are all trying to reproduce out here, all up in our noses.
So the Tennessee news we're talking about, we got a lot of... Tennessee basketball is dealing with a lot of turnover.
Uh-huh.
We've lost, what, 2 assistant coaches and, like, what, 6 players?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough to come back from. It's going to be tough.
Could be good. Revamp this roster a little bit, right?
Tennessee football, you'll have an open practice tomorrow. Try to get you on campus. What time is the baseball game? Are they trying to get people on campus? That way maybe they'll swing by the baseball game? I don't know.
Maybe.
With the limited capacity, I don't think you'll have any trouble filling out the baseball stadium.
I hope people are on campus today.
Perfect Game USA tweets out that, I guess, Rawlings Sports awards Tony Vitello the midseason coach of the year as the Vols are in the top five. Tony V getting some hardware. All right, round of applause for Tony V.
Let's go. Nice. Love to see it.
Why is it a round of applause?
So I think you just go around the room, maybe?
Around? Is it a round or round?
A space round.
A round.
Is it just like a boxing round type of thing? Like a round of like, hey, everyone takes your time clapping? Or like, is that a round of applause?
Is a round like a serving? I don't know.
Do you go around in a circle clapping? Sometimes I picture people clapping in a clock like that, but that doesn't make sense. Maybe it's just a round, like a boxing round type of thing.
Let's do some research.
Tennessee either way.
Tomorrow night at 7, says Hayden.
Tomorrow at 7?
Yep.
What about tonight? Is it a night game, I assume? Hayden tipping off at first pitch at 7 as well?
Tonight is at 6:30.
Perfect. You can jump back and forth. It's right next to the track. Track's going on, too.
Hey.
Perfect. It's a great day on Rocky Top.
Much better day for track than it was yesterday.
Yeah, so they moved up. All the stuff is today, basically.
Oh, they didn't do anything yesterday?
They did a little bit with the heptathlons, but with also, you know, maybe storming tomorrow.
Yeah.
They moved all the stuff today. So running events start, I think, about 2 o'clock. No, running events start about 2:45. Field events start at 2 o'clock today. So, got time to still get out to the track if you want to check out a little action.
Watch our two best sports on campus at this point, right?
That track and baseball. The 4x4 team that runs tonight at 8 p.m. is big time. Oh, yeah. The men's 4x4 team that runs tonight is pretty big time. They run at 8 o'clock tonight. They have the world leading time for in the indoor track season. So far, only one meet in the outdoor season. So, you know, still getting used to the difference there. But they got guys like they have the world leading 400 runner on that thing. So
all right,
it's moving. It's a fun event. So if you're not doing anything tonight, get out there and you can check out baseball too.
I assume the track events are free.
Yeah, yeah.
You been by to check out any lately?
I have not. Outdoor season just started. Haven't had a UT meet in a while, home meet. So, haven't got a chance to get back out there. I do need to get out, swing by a practice, say what's up to the people out there. I got another home meet in May, though, so I'm definitely going to try and swing.
Are you the people that you work with there?
The main head coach, one of the throwing coaches, and I still know a few of the athletes because, you know, with COVID, they got an extra year eligibility. Oh, yeah. So, some slid forward a little bit. So, still know a few people.
So you go by and say what's up, and they would be like, "Who the hell is this guy?"
Yeah, no, they would still know me. I probably could still get on to the track and, you know, into the infield and stuff.
Well, that's good. Who the hell is this guy? Get him out of here.
Some of the coaches may be like that, but
yeah, I would prefer that to happen. I think that would be funnier.
Me get thrown out of a track event.
Yeah,
that'd be a first.
Yeah. Baseball, big series.
Oh, yeah.
Hayden, give us your baseball preview. You're a baseball expert. What do you got for us?
Florida's number 12 team. They're a solid team. We just need to win 2 out of 3, John. Got Chad Dallas starting the knot. So.
Oh.
Gonna be a good game.
All right, good baseball preview from Hayden Wallen. Short, sweet, to the point. That's the most concise Hayden's ever been.
Really? He really has.
All it took was asking him to fill some time for him to be the absolute opposite of what I needed from him. Who's pitching for Florida? What are Florida's strengths? Do we know? Do they have any studs? Did Georgia end up beating Kumar last night for Vanderbilt? Did they come back? How did that work?
Ooh.
Let's see.
Do you know if Georgia won that game last night?
Georgia won 14-2.
Okay, I was going to say, I saw her there pounding them earlier. So, yeah, Georgia, 7 home runs against Vanderbilt last night, beats Kumar.
7 home runs against Rock?
Yep.
Wow.
you know, a guy that's going to be one of the top three picks in the draft.
14-2?
Yep.
My goodness.
All right.
Wow.
How good is Georgia, Hayden?
We beat them two out of three.
Say that again?
We beat them two out of three. We played in the first series of the year on the road.
We
should have swept them. They won, like, they had a walk-off, and like they scored two runs in the ninth inning when we were up one. They scored two runs to beat us.
Okay.
On the Saturday game, I think.
Okay. Do we know about Florida at all? Like, do we know anything about them in terms of what they bring to the mound? Are they an offensive team? Do they have some stud pitchers? Do we have any insight? I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot there, but you're my baseball guy.
I'm looking at the preview right now. So just one second.
Yeah, well, never mind. It's hard enough to keep up with the Tennessee baseball team. It's hard to dive into the other teams.
Yeah, it's a lot going on. You were just so focused on how good of a program we are. We just got the blinders on to everybody else.
Take care of our business. Control what you can control.
Yeah, exactly. We're not worried about what the game is.
Great pitchers. Who cares? They're a top 12 team in the country. I'm sure they got both.
Great pitchers. We got great hitters.
It's all about matchups. Can our great hitters beat their great pitchers if they even have great pitchers? Who knows?
And if they don't, sucks for them.
Speaking of Florida, Mike White's name popped up for the Arizona job.
Really?
If I'm an Arizona fan, I'm like, nah, I'm good, bro. No thanks. That guy lost to Oral Roberts. I'm good on that. Florida fans hate him. No thanks.
Why would Arizona's attention go that way?
He seems clean.
I guess so.
He seems like somebody who wouldn't cheat.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's all you need. Especially when you're coming off of a guy that maybe is going to, you know, get in a lot of trouble. Because I did see that that Sean Miller's future, according to reporters, were that he was going to end up as an NBA assistant. Like, he's an NBA assistant now.
Yeah, I believe even Woj tweeted that out.
I thought that was Woj that said that, but I wasn't sure. Said, like, Miller's now an NBA assistant coach.
Makes sense.
He's done with the college game. He's got to go and do some redeeming, get some redemption.
I don't blame him. Dealing with all this NCAA stuff, I mean, might as well go to the NBA, right?
Yeah, no other real option. No other real option. Arizona finally let go of him, didn't renew his contracts. Like, all right, see you later, buddy. Tennessee baseball, Tennessee versus Florida tonight. As Hayden said it, all you need from the midseason coach of the year and his boys, win 2 of 3.
Yep.
Win 2 of 3.
Yeah, got to go .500 in this over these two series. Would be nice.
As fans start paying more and more attention to a winner, we're going to support winners around here. Even if you're not a huge baseball fan, you'll support a winner because we're a star for winning. It will be Danny White's first real test in terms of how he can handle being an AD. Like, we know the football disaster that was the coaching search.
Yeah.
I don't know how much blame you could realistically give Danny White for that. Dealing with NCAA sanctions, I don't know what he could have done. Maybe he could have hired a better coach, but from the reports we got, you know, he was swinging for some big guys, some James Franklin types. Like, he was trying. He didn't land them. You could view it as a failure that he ended up with Josh Heupel. If you do, I'm not going to argue with you. If you want to make excuses for him and say, hey, sanctions, what did you want from him? I won't argue with you either. You can have both those takes, and I'll see the sides of both of them. However, his first real test, I think, is going to be how he handles Tony Vitello this offseason. Tony Vitello deserves a lot of money. Yep. He deserves a big investment from a baseball program. Missouri, his home, probably going to come calling, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't, someone else will. But either way, even if there isn't somebody really beating the door down for him this offseason, there will be next offseason.
Yeah.
What does Tennessee do? Do they make a big hire last? Because Tony Vitello was a big hire. I know it wasn't Danny White's hire. It was John Curry's. But Tennessee finally made a big hire in something. They struck gold. I don't think you can argue that, right? Tony Vitello is gold.
Absolutely.
He is a stud. He is the midseason coach of the year. He has got you in the top five. He has exceeded even the wildest of expectations.
Yep.
He has done everything. Like, whenever you hire a coach, right, you always talk about, well, what's the best case scenario? What's the ceiling here? For him, it was this guy is a really good recruiter, and he's young, and he can relate to players, and he can motivate guys. He has done all of that. And I feel like he manages baseball really well, too.
Yeah.
With his decisions. I don't feel like I ever see anybody really complaining about, oh, why did Tony bunt? Oh, why did Tony bunt there? Why did Tony bring this pitcher out? Oh, man. Don't really see much complaining of that, even when Tennessee loses. Tennessee has finally struck gold in a hire. And now Danny White is going to be tasked with his first real challenge of what do you do with that hire? Do you make the investment? Because, like I said, whether or not Missouri comes calling this year, we'll see. I know they were in the bottom of the SEC last time we checked in with them. Probably going to be on pace to fire their manager. I don't know. But if they don't come this year, somebody will.
Yep.
And if not, they'll come next year. Tennessee needs to go ahead and get out ahead of that and just say, hey, we're making a huge investment. Much like Alabama did with Nate Oates.
Yep.
Because I feel like it's a similar type of situation. You know, maybe you could say Nate Oates has been better at basketball just because they were the 2 seed and won the SEC, blah, blah, blah. You could say those, whatever. But Alabama went ahead and said, hey, lock in Nate Oates for the future. This is our guy. Pay him now. Give him the big extension now before anybody even comes calling. Tennessee needs to do that same thing.
Yeah. You need the Matt Slasic seed anything anybody like comes in here trying to offer to get him out of here. You got to promise him the facilities he wants. You gotta do anything for this guy.
Yeah. And I mean, I know Tennessee's upgrading their baseball stadium and all that soon. I know that's coming. I don't care if Tennessee goes in the red, losing money in the deal.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, take some of the profit you'll make from football, because Tennessee's going to make profit from football regardless. Take some of that profit, sprinkle it on the baseball program, because at a certain point, damn it, you just have to have some winners around here.
Please.
And Tennessee's got a winner. And I know it's not a huge revenue sport, but it matters.
Yeah.
And it's nice, and it makes people feel a little bit better, because I'd imagine a lot people, more people would be restless about the football program if they couldn't turn their attention to a top five, top seven baseball team. Do the right thing.
People around here are so deprived for winning programs. They'll eat the baseball program up if they're winning. Like, yeah, you got to keep this train rolling as long as you can. You got to do anything you can to keep this guy around.
We're already see fans kind of buying into it. I mean, hooping and hollering at games, kind of getting under other coaches' skin. I mean,
we're a rowdy fan base. We've been riled up. We want somebody to win. Like,
it's all we got right now.
Yeah, and we're going to embrace it. We're going to embrace it. So, yeah, Danny White, he better see that. Text a friend, whatever you got to do, Danny White, but make sure that guy stays here. Do what you got to do. Text a friend, text a booster, get that money, whatever he needs. Hand him a blank check.
Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Small businesses are struggling right now as we shift to more on.
All right, Hayden, you said you got the up for us.
Yes.
Am I talking to myself?
You kind of cut out there for a second. Okay. So tonight, your starters for tonight, like I said, Chad Dallas. Florida is starting Tommy Mace. On Saturday, Tennessee is going to start Heflin again. Florida doesn't know yet. On Sunday, it'll be Tidwell versus Barco. Tennessee's offense been pretty solid.
How good
solid
is Florida's pitcher tonight?
Let's see.
Say what?
I don't think it's great. I don't think he's great. It seems like Florida's.
Like you have an ERA?
I'm looking up his ERA right now.
I thought you said you had it.
It doesn't have their ERA on here. It just like has the matchups and stuff.
Okay.
Have Tennessee's pitchers ERA.
Well, I know our pitchers.
Oh my God! Here we go. Let me go look for this thing here.
Well, don't yell at me.
Well, just forget it. You asked about the starting pitchers. Hold on, I'm gonna find it.
I asked if their starting pitchers were good. You gave me the guy's name. Oh, the character's name is. Is he good?
Sounds like a loser.
He was good in 2017. That's for sure.
I'm over it. I'm moving on.
This Florida website sucks.
I'm moving on. Justin Rose back to 6-under at the Masters. Finau, 6-under on the day. Oof, coming. 4-under. Jordan Spieth also coming, apparently. Down to 3-under. Still 3 shots off the lead. Justin Thomas making a little push as well. 3-under on the day, 2-under on the tournament. He's worked his way into the top 10. I like when Justin Thomas gets hot. Best irons.
Yeah.
Irons are really fun.
He starts throwing those damn darts out there when he's locked in. Your boy Hovland, Cam, 1-under.
Oh, okay.
Through the tournament. Or through the day, excuse me. Through two holes today.
Love to see it. And Patrick Reed about to tee off at 2, I think.
Okay.
Maybe we'll make some cheddar.
I guess we'll save our WrestleMania preview for hour 3. It's a big WrestleMania weekend.
Oh. Is it?
Yeah.
What's going on this weekend?
WrestleMania, I just told you.
Any headliners going at it? Any special things going on with it?
Well, I mean,
I don't know how it works at all.
One guy fighting the other guy?
Yes, I understand what wrestling is, okay? I'm just
choreographed, by the way.
Of course. Of
sure.
course. But I'm just curious, like...
Just like any TV
how
show?
How does it start? How do they open it up?
I don't hear you guys... I don't hear you talking about choreography during, like, the Marvel fight scenes. I don't hear you talking about that, but okay, sure.
Yeah, but that's sweet.
Well, one's like live action. I prefer the guys that do it live. And
sometimes they do it with like real knives and stuff too. It's really cool.
Yeah, sure. With paramedics on site.
Okay, yeah. I'm just sure there's some paramedics at the fake wrestling thing too. Or well, those paramedics fake.
Well, that's my point is that it's equal.
Okay.
It's equal. That's my point.
I don't know about that.
What are you going to ask Draven how it works? Yeah, let me explain the concept of professional wrestling to you.
And they like run out.
Is that how does it begin? Like, how do we get things? How do we get the ball rolling?
What do you mean? You've never seen a wrestling match before? Have you ever seen a wrestling match before?
It's been a long time.
I've never watched the start of one.
No, I've
never like seen
beginning.
The bell ring and like them start
like
with the bell rings.
I think Cam's right. I think if I have,
I'm like
tuning
by a TV
in
while
between.
It's like already on.
Yeah,
but, like,
they're just like hooping and hollering at each other, and then
they're doing what?
Hooping and hollering at each other. They're yelling at each other. They're getting fired up. And then they
start
to go out.
First hooting and hollering, not hooping and hollering.
Okay, whatever.
Second of all, like, well, they don't do that before. Sometimes they do it for the match, but sometimes you just come out of your corner. The bell rings. It's just, hey, the boxing match starts.
It's the same way?
It's the same way a boxing match starts.
Well, how do they decide who goes against each other? Is it all just nonsense?
Well, you gotta watch throughout the week. It's storylines, man. It's storylines.
Okay. Well, lost my interest right there.
Sports, I've made the conversation before. Sports are all about storylines. I'm going to tell you, talking about the Masters, I guarantee you more people are more invested in Jordan Spieth winning because of his recent failures over the last couple of years than they would be had he just continued to be, you know, good but not great. Him going down to the depths and really getting as low as a golfer could go, I mean, without any, like, scandal or injury or PED stuff. I mean, Spieth looks like he had lost it for a bit.
Yeah.
You don't think that storyline matters, Draven? You keep talking about King Bryson. You don't think King Bryson being a heel and building his storylines throughout the years, you don't think that matters on how people perceive him? What are you talking about? You're out on storylines. That's all sports are. Oh, what's the matter? Cat got your tongue?
Yeah, storylines are about it, but also I wanted to be able to just watch a sport and be able to kind of keep up with it a little bit and kind of know what's going on. You have to know what happened throughout the whole week or throughout the whole... previous week to know.
Well, you don't have to, but it makes it better.
Okay.
It makes it better. I don't see you turning on FCS college football without knowing who the players are and just enjoying it for the purity of the game. I don't see you doing that.
I do that sometimes.
Sometimes, sure, but I don't think it's a habit for you. I don't see you jumping into random TV shows without any backstory, do you? You're the type of guy just starts a TV show during season 5, episode 4?
You can with certain shows.
Like which ones? Like CSI, sure.
Or, I mean, I feel like you could do that with The Office and still get, you know, a good little chuckle without even really knowing
the context. Yeah, I guarantee you the jokes hit different. You'd be like, why the hell is this guy bullying this maybe potentially mentally handicapped guy? Why is he doing that to him? We're supposed to like the tall, lanky guy that's being mean to the guy that just wants to work hard? I think it would hit a little different, don't you think?
Maybe.
Life is all storylines. That's what I'm trying to get you guys to understand. Brooks coming out off a knee injury in a month. That's a storyline.
I agree.
Again, Finau never winning before, except at the Puerto Rico Open, which doesn't count. That's going to matter if he's in contention. And people are going to talk about his, hey, never finishes, never crashes through. Justin Thomas up to top 5.
Uh-oh.
3 under on the day.
Heating up.
3 shots off the lead.
Uh-oh.
I'd imagine he's your betting favorite right now.
JT.
I imagine if he is in contention, even hovering around, he will be the betting favorite right now.
He is tied with Spieth for the best odds.
Well, that's disrespectful. What odds are those?
Plus 480.
Eh, it's pretty short odds right now.
Yeah.
Pretty short odds. If you're listening to the show and you're interested in a $125 gift card from Inward Half, go over and give them a follow on Twitter, Inward Half Golf. Also follow them on Instagram if you would like. You can get registered for a free gift card. They do ask that you be able to come by and pick it up at Hops today between now and 8 o'clock. If you ask nice, they might extend it for you. If you say, sir, please, I'll come tomorrow. Might work with you. They're nice people over here. Go give them a follow on social media. Come by and get you a koozie, some golf tees. Take one of those.
Oh, yeah.
And buy you a hat. I got me a hat, too.
Yeah, these hats are nice.
Mm-hmm.
Hour 2 is in the books. Hour 3 is on deck. Every soul today will donate a dollar. We'll donate a dollar. We'll be like, hey, we're paying it forward. Our profit is going to make life better for the first tee of Greater Knoxville. Hour 3 is on deck. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
If you or a loved one has been injured in an automobile accident, you deserve the best. With over 20 years' experience in car and semi